Sport on RTE Radio 1.
No news from Cork, Darren.
Just a little bit. Back in the headlines again this morning, and I think everyone is having their say in this particular issue. Well, the people that are most important in this are the Cork County Board and Cork GA. They met last night to discuss this issue about the sponsorship of Páirc Uí Chaoimh, and they've decided to delay the decision to partner with SuperValu. So the agreement would have seen the stadium rebranded as SuperValu Páirc. Cork GA has debts of over €30 million, and this deal would have been worth a reported €250,000 a season. So it's not done. It's still there in the pipeline, and talks will be ongoing. That's according to a statement released by Cork GAA last night. Their CEO, Kevin O'Donovan, has spoken to RTÉ Sport about this proposal. Marty Morrissey got his reaction after the meeting of the Cork County Board delegates last night.
We had our first county committee meeting of the year. We gave a significant commercial update on all our commercial partnerships across the board at the stadium and Cork GAA. As part of that, we gave an update in naming rights. Naming rights, the story continues with ongoing negotiations. We confirmed that we're having those discussions with SuperValu at the moment, and we continue to do so.
Were you disappointed that you didn't get either a positive or negative answer tonight, that it is actually continuing on?
Yeah, well, we got positive feedback on the views of the delegates around commercial partnerships and the positive and negative aspects of potential deals. So we got very good feedback. We do know there has been a lot of discussion over the last 24 hours. We're listening to that. We'll be listening very closely to our clubs, and that will inform our discussions as we proceed.
So does this mean that SuperValu Páirc is off the agenda now?
No, discussions continue, Marty, so all aspects of the deal will continue to be considered. They're very complex deals in terms of various elements. They're a little more complex than jersey sponsorships or other partnerships, so we'll be considering all aspects of the deal and continuing a great discussion with SuperValu, who have very similar ideals as we have in terms of community focus and so on. So there's a great match there, and we continue discussions.
Were you surprised by the reaction, and did it influence you to continue on the negotiations, that more things had to be discussed?
Well, there's a commercial imperative that we pursue all commercial options. We listen to our members and their feelings on the different aspects of a deal. So no debate would ever surprise us in Cork. It's par for the course. It shows the value of the Cork brand. It shows the passion people have. It shows that it was discussed in many households across the country over the last 24 hours. That shows you the interest we have in our games, in our brand, in our family, in our 140 years of history. That's a serious commercial revenue stream that we feel we can maximise in the future.
And on that basis, is SuperValu Páirc Uí Chaoimh a possibility? Would that satisfy both parties?
Everything is up for discussion. We're going to take a pause for the rest of the evening. It's late tonight. We'll be speaking to SuperValu again tomorrow. Continue those discussions to get a deal that's right for both parties, because no partnership will work if it's not sustainable for either side. So we're listening to our members. I'm sure SuperValu are listening to their franchisees and their staff and so on. So I'm sure we'll reach a really good outcome.
Is there a time span on this, Kevin?
Well, I suppose we want to proceed as urgently as possible at all commercial arrangements. There is an annual imperative in terms of the playing season is coming. We have an exciting programme here at the park. We can talk about Bruce and the rugby. We'll put out about the Limerick senior hurlers and the Cork footballers, and the Cork hurlers planning an ambush in April, May in the Munster Championship. So we'd love to have something in place before then to maximise the benefits for all sides.
Well, there you go. You heard it first. An ambush in Cork for the Limerick hurlers. John Kiley and everyone be warned. But just listening there to what Kevin O'Donovan had to say, and, you know, very diplomatic, but reading between the lines, you feel there's a compromise maybe on the way here. So time will tell. The Irish women's hockey team beat South Korea to reach the semi-finals of their Olympic qualifiers. The Irish 3-1 wins in Valencia. This is very impressive performance from the Irish women. Next up, they'll play the host Spain in the last four. So essentially, there's four left. Three of those teams will get to the Olympics. The men can join them in the semi-finals later today. They must avoid defeat to Japan in their last pool game. Former international Sarah Scott believes that both teams can make it to the Olympics, and she hopes the Irish women can get the job done against Spain tomorrow.
a win against Spain sees them, you know, qualify for the Olympics. They know each other very well. They've played each other recently, twice in November, where Ireland came out winners. And they played in the Five Nations in December, where Spain were winners. All games just with a 1-0 deficit or a 1-goal deficit. So on Thursday, it's going to be a very, very exciting game. If they don't win, then they get to play the loser of Belgium v Great Britain in the other semi-final, and they get another crack at Olympic qualification. They are very confident, and it's done them very well to score 11 goals in the 3 pool matches, and I've every confidence in the team.
So the women's team is a step closer. I'm wondering, can the men follow them? They need a big performance against Japan later today. How do you think they're going to get on, Sarah?
Yeah, Darren, the men are playing Japan later on this evening. They're a very strong team. They have a really good keeper in Davy Hart. They're very happy with the chances that they created against Ukraine and against, you know, the Olympic champions, Belgium. The score was 4-2 to Belgium, but Ireland created, a lot of chances and scored 2 good goals and maybe left some goals out there. So they're hoping their set pieces fire a bit better, and they've been really happy with how they're defending. So, yeah, very exciting day for the Irish men, and I think they'll do it.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great to get both teams at that those Olympic Games? Finally, in rugby, Andy Farrell will name a squad for the forthcoming Six Nations this afternoon. It's expected he'll also confirm his new captain to replace the retired Johnny Sexton. The Irish team opened their campaign away to France on Friday night, the 2nd of February.